No shortage of palm trees down here in sunny Orlando, Florida, for the annual league meetings. Sitting down with John Elway. John, part of the competition committee. A lot of talk this week about the catch rule. What changes did you want to see there?
You know what? I think we did a nice job of making a catch and people understanding what a catch is now. I think we're going to take going to the ground out of it. And once you know, a receiver or a catcher, you know, demonstrates control and 2 feet down, and you know, now if he's diving, he's got to control going to the ground. But you know, if you make a football move or show that you have control, then we're going to make that a catch and no longer this going to the ground and not having been touched. And so it should eliminate a lot of the problems we had last year.
If you're playing in the backyard and you catch it, sort of simplify it, right?
Very much so, yeah. So that's kind of what we've got back to. It's always the really hard thing, though, is always putting the language to it and trying to get the language right so it's interpreted right. So, yeah, we spent a lot of time on that catch, no catch, and I think we've at least hopefully got it solved.
Any other areas that you wanted to see change? I know there's talk kickoffs or defensive passes.
We're still talking about the kickoffs, you know, illegal contact downfield with, you know, the kind of the fighting between the receivers and the defensive backs and try to get that out of the game a little bit too. So those were kind of the points of emphasis that we're talking about. And, you know, and then protection, some protection things are going to go in as far as the quarterback, as well as, you know, using the crown of the helmet and to run, you know, to spear guys or, you know, ram guys. So they're going to start try to take it out and you know, make it so that the head's not a weapon, that, you know, we protect the head and it's not a weapon.